Is your website bringing you new business? Here's four things every website should include to make sure that it does.
Today's podcast is brought to you by MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com. Mark Adams is a serial entrepreneur who has started, built, and sold six businesses. Currently, he and his team help companies all over the world dramatically increase their sales by using his proven marketing systems to create, implement, and automate their marketing plans. If you'd like to learn more about today's topic or schedule a free 30-minute consultation to talk about your company's marketing, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button. Enjoy today's podcast. Here's our founder and CEO, Mark Adams.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this session of the Marketing Brief, where we help you improve your marketing in just a minute or two. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. Websites have certainly evolved in the last few years. In today's world, customers expect you not only to have a website, but to make it easier for them to do business with you. Things like informational videos, scheduling appointments, paying invoices, or webinars are now the norm. The days of simply having a brochure type of website are long, long gone. So what do you do with your website to meet these expectations and, more importantly, convert more visitors into customers? For some businesses, you may be ahead of the curve and already include some of these things. But most current websites are out of date and, more importantly, don't even begin to meet their customers' needs and expectations. All the website traffic in the world won't do you much good if they aren't engaged, satisfied, and most importantly, converted once they're there. Maybe it's time to consider new website design. You have to remember, the sole purpose of a website is to help convert prospects into customers. When designing a new website, it's extremely easy to get caught up in the little things like colors, logos, and other visual elements. Granted, these things are important, but without the proper layout, functionality, and proper marketing offers, your chances of converting the maximum amount of prospects into customers is extremely slim. Your website should also allow you the ability to track results so you can better manage and market your business. So now that you're thinking a little bit more about the concept of your website, let's go into four different things that I think every website should have. The first and foremost, you should certainly have a goal of what your website is trying to accomplish. What's the purpose of the site? Are you looking for immediate business or do you want to attract prospects? The purpose should be immediately clear to your visitors. For example, if your goal is to create a prospect list, you need to have a free offer and opt-in form on every visible spot to where people can see as soon as they click and visit your site. Two, the design. You have to think through who's coming to your site. The design, colors, and layout should aim towards your target audience. For example, if you're marketing to single women in their 20s, you're going to need a vastly different website than if you're maintaining and marketing a website to married senior citizens. Always sync the design to your target audience. Number three, contact. They have to have an easy way to reach you. If you seem hard to reach, you'll have a difficult time making sales. Put an opt-in form containing your offer on every page. Include your content information on every page. Typically, the top right corner of the page is where most people look. The more open you seem to contact with your website visitors, the more prospects and customers you'll have because they'll simply contact you easier and they'll contact you more often. The last and most important thing that every website has to have is tracking. And tracking allows you to see how many people are coming to your site and what they're looking for when they're there. This information is invaluable. Among other things, tracking allows you to see where people stopped in the buying process or what they clicked on just before they bought. Just think how you can increase specific parts of your business and increase conversions just if you knew this information. If your website doesn't have these four things, maybe it's time for a new website. But deciding on a new site and knowing when to update or even what to include can be daunting. But if you start off with these four things, you'll be well on your way. I hope this quick overview on website design has helped answer some of your questions. Well, that wraps up today's marketing brief, so see you next time. Thanks for listening and best wishes on your marketing.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation to discuss how to better market your business, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button.